are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsdamer State Farm is your central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsdamer State Farm. They'll take care of your insurance and financial needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsdamer State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
.733 on KGFX, time to check in with people in your neighborhood. And of course, today talking with Becky Spohr of the Capital Area United Way. And of course, Becky, you're the executive director. We got your fundraising kicking off right now. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we're super excited. United Way has our kickoff fundraiser taking place this Sunday, September 14th at the Larkspur Landing Event Center. Event is taking place at 11 o'clock. We have a free will pulled pork meal that we're serving for lunch. Let me backtrack a little bit. So we have a presentation. We're actually kicking off debuting our campaign video. So that'll start at 11, lunch is following, and then we are streaming the Seattle Seahawks versus Steelers game.
Really?
Yes, so it should be fun. We are inviting the community to take part. There's a lot of fun activities, so it's a family fun event. We have a coloring contest going on right now. If you haven't got your sheets, you can stop at Boys and Girls Club, YMCA, or Dakota Mart for those, and then turn them in at the event. The winners will receive a prize from Branding Iron Bistro. So we have that. We also have a bounce house there. We'll have football toss, and then we'll have some books from our Imagination Library program as well. So kid-friendly event. There'll be a cash bar. Come all, we want you there. We want you to support United Way and bring the communities together.
Absolutely, and when we talk about supporting, the United Way supports so many different initiatives across the capital city. Really, what are some of the things that United Way is involved in helping make our community better?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have 14 different funded programs. And if I could just share some of those with you. We just added on Governor Grocery, but we have Growing Up Together, Feeding South Dakota, Community Youth Involved, Central South Dakota Child Assessment Center, Boys and Girls Club, American Red Cross, Missouri Shore Domestic Violence Center, Hawaii Family, YMCA, Hawaii Child Development, PARS, South Dakota Discovery Center, Southeast Community Center, and the Right Turn. So those are our funded partner agencies, but we have community impact programs as well. We have the Delta Dental Bus. We have the Imagination Library program. We have the Lions Vision Screen, Girls on the Run. So we're around in the community. We're making an impact. We're connecting people and resources so that all of our neighbors, our families, our friends can thrive in these communities.
And Amanda, how did you get involved with the United Way?
Yeah, thank you. So I've been involved in the United Way for quite a few years now, and I'm excited this year to be the president for United Way. We've had really great leadership in the past with Laura Ringling, and looking forward to really great leadership in the future. But as Becky said, the United Way really strives to just do our job of raise money for our community so that we can help those partner agencies do what they do best, which is help everyone in our community. So we are very excited about this event. We think it'll be just a really great time for the community to all come together, have a great day of hanging out, watching some football, get a little bit of Seahawks. We're all a little bit amped up, extra fans in Pierre, South Dakota, for the Seattle Seahawks. So we're excited to watch the game. As Becky said, we've got some really fun activities for the kids, coloring contest, things for them to get involved. And then, free will donations. So come up, have lunch with us, hang out. Our video is really going to be amazing this year. We've got a bunch of really fun people in the community that are highlighted, and we talk about all of the great things that our community does. So we'd love to have you come up and see that and hang out and have a good afternoon.
So, Becky, just to wrap up, again, if folks want to get involved this Sunday, where's the event taking place and what are the times?
Yes, so the event is taking place at the Larkspur Landing Event Center starting at 11 a.m. And so just come. Like Amanda said, it's going to be a fun event. It's free will donation. It's, you know, putting those dollars towards our campaign goal this year. But we really couldn't do it without our sponsors, and I just want to name a few if that's fine. Obviously, Larkspur Landing is a sponsor, Beck Motor Company, Kathy Sunshine Properties, and then we have, of course, the community coming around. We have Anderson and Rumsa Dental, Branding Iron Bistro, Coca-Cola, First National Bank, Floss, Hermanson, Leisure Palace, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Maher Dental Clinic, M&R Signs, Morris, Peer Dental Clinic, South Dakota Pork Producers Council, Swenson and Cohen. So, you know, it's going to be a fun event. We couldn't do it without all of our sponsors, but we couldn't also do it without you guys. So come join the fun and support United Way and the community.
Absolutely. And if folks can't get out to the event on Sunday, how can they get involved with the United Way online?
Absolutely. So you can visit us at our website, which is capareaunitedway.org. You can track us on our Facebook page, which is Capital Area United Way. So those are two ways you can get involved and help support.
Again, talking with Becky Spohr, Executive Director of the Capital Area United Way, and Amanda Dotson, President of the Capital Area United Way, with their fundraising kickoff happening this Sunday over at the Lakespur Events Center here in Pier. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. And all right, we're going to continue on with a very busy morning. Of course, we're going to move over to the Discovery Center this morning. And Allison, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing all right. So what do we got going on over at the Discovery Center?
So we also have a fundraiser going on at the Discovery Center. Best for Last is a reverse raffle that begins with 250 tickets in the drawing, and the last one drawn wins a grand prize. It's a little more exciting than you think, because instead of just watching names get drawn, every 25 tickets we give out a prize. You get free food and beverages throughout the night as we celebrate.
And of course, you also are the exhibit hall manager over at the Discovery Center. Tell us a little bit about what that role entails, and maybe some of the upcoming attractions or events that are being planned.
Yeah, so I am the exhibit hall manager. I take care of all of our exhibits, the facility, a bunch of stuff is on my plate. But the biggest thing is right now is working on this fundraiser. I work on getting a bunch of people into it. So like our vendors and raffles, we're going to have Guadalajara, Dairy Queen, State 123, the Capital City Wine and Spirits, and Quality Brands so far that have decided to help us out with our fundraiser and give us some food and drink. So that will be a fun night, and we thank them for that.
And is the fundraiser going to be taking place over at the Discovery Center?
Yes, it takes place over at the South Dakota Discovery Center on November 20th, 2025. So we are just trying to get people to get their tickets before it's too late and we run out.
And if folks want to get tickets for the November event, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can either stop by at the South Dakota Discovery Center, or you can go online at sd-discovery.org or give us a call at 605-224-8295 and we can get your ticket together.
And again, we've been talking with Allison with the South Dakota Discovery Center this morning. They've got their fundraiser Best for Last happening in November. Allison, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Yes, thank you.
And again, that is Allison with the Discovery Center here in the Capital City. They're right next to the bridge and downtown Pier. Right now, 7:42. That will wrap up your People in Your Neighborhood. Of course, People in Your Neighborhood this morning brought to you by Becky Potts with State Farm Insurance.